Okay. Tefillah. We're doing Tefillah Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Tefillah every Tuesday, Wednesday. Today is Hashem's name. Hashem's name. Who is an art school sitter? Is an art school sitter? Okay. Guys, the art school sitter is amazing. You should all get used to getting it, reading it, using it. Okay, fine. It's a good thing.
You
learned something. That's from the Wizard of Oz. That's the Wizard of Oz. That's from Dorothy. It's not from the Halach. That's Dorothy. It is. We discussed it yesterday. Here we go. Now, Hashem's name. So first there's Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. That's the holiest name of Hashem. Why did I say Kei? Not, I didn't say Hey. Because to spell, you don't even spell Hashem's name. There's Kedusha. And that's why on the board, you never write Hashem's name on the board. You write Hashem. Well, let's say you want to write on Hashem. You write this. Yikuk. Because if I would write the real name, you can't erase it. It's a whole deshaila. These things happen once in a while. A person's teaching, and he puts Hashem's name on the board. Oh, what do you do now? It's a real shaila. What to do? You have to cut out the piece and put it in shameless. It's a whole thing. Because Hashem's name can't be erased. Hashem's real name can't be erased. This I can erase because it's not really Hashem's name. Is that clear? That's why they say this Yud K Vav K. Because you don't want to say Hashem's real name. Hashem's name. So we pronounce Hashem's name all the time. Okay? We say it a lot in Davin. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Adoshem? What does the name mean? So here, the art school sitter quotes it, that there are two meanings, and normally we really it's good to have both, but it's too hard for us, so we only have one. The simple meaning is that Hashem is the Adon HaKol. What does Adon HaKol mean? He's the master of all. He's the master. He's the master of everything. That he's the creator, he's the master, he's the owner. That's what the name Hashem means. Now it also means something else. And this is good to remember, but it's better to have this in mind, but we assume it's too hard. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is really Ha-Yehovah V'Yihiyah. What is the root of Hashem's name? What's the middle of Hashem's name? Hey-Vav. Hey-Vav, right? Right? The yud in the beginning, the hey at the end. What's in the middle? Hey vav. What's hey vav? Hashem is. Hashem is the ultimate is. Hashem. This is hoveh. Hashem is the ultimate is. He's always there. So Hashem's name also means haya hoveh v'yihiyah. He was. He is, and he will be. Think about these words. What do you notice in these three words? All three of these words are the letters in Hashem's name. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. You got it? So the name Hashem is supposed to remind us, teach us, Hashem is always there. Was, is, and will be. So, it's good, the Vilna Gaon is very into that we think about this too. Here. I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch said it's good to have this also as well. But we follow the Vilna Gaon. You just have in mind the master of all. Okay, so every time you say Hashem's name, Adoshem is Adon Kol. He's the master of all. A good idea would be you try to train yourself. This is training. Once a day, the first time you say Hashem's name, put it in your sitter. Was, is, and will be. So at least one time a day, you actually have that in mind. Hashem's always there. Okay. That's Hashem. Now, Hashem's name, we pronounce it all the time. Let's pronounce it properly. Number one, there are three syllables. A, Do, and then the Noi. Three syllables. A lot of people, because they're Russian, they swallow the Do as if it's a dip. If you listen to people, a lot of people don't really hit that O sound. I'm going to say with a mem. Baruch Ata Adonai. I use the mem instead of a nun. If you don't say Hashem's name with did the basic properly, you end up mispronouncing Hashem's name. That's pretty bad. We say it all the time. So it's three syllables. Ah, do, and then the noi at the end. You got it? Now, and this is the next one is in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll learn a little diktuk. We're in the diktuk mode. We had diktuk yesterday, diktuk today. These are the 2 days of diktuk for the year. Okay. These are the words you have to know. You see these words? Mil El and Mil Ra. What do these words mean? Anyone know? Mil El and Mil Ra. Okay. When you pronounce words, there is the proper way to pronounce words. The proper way includes the proper accent. Accent means where do you put the emphasis or the emphasis? That's the question. A lot of British English machoikas is about where you put the emphasis in the words. So let's say when you're talking, let's say the word English. Do you say English or do you say English? You say English. The accent is on the first syllable. Say the word accent. Do you say accent or accent? Sometimes it depends. So when you're talking in Hebrew, you're supposed to put the accent on the right syllable. Let's say a person was talking in English and he put the accent always on the wrong syllable, it would sound very strange. You got that? So when you're talking to Hashem, you should try. But this is hard for us to do because English and Hebrew are different. In English, the accent's normally on the earlier syllable. In Hebrew, the accent is normally on the last syllable. That's called milra. Milra means the accent's on the last syllable. Most words in Hebrew, the accent is on the last syllable. Mil-el means when the accent is on the second to last syllable. That's what mil-el means above, earlier. So most words in Hebrew, the accent's on the last syllable. And sometimes it's bumped up to the second to last syllable. So how do you know? So one way is to know diktuk. The other way is to get the art scroll sitter. Now the art scroll sitter, you see this little line here? There's a little vertical line under letters in the art scroll sitter. You ever notice it? Little thingamajig. That vertical line means that's where the accent is. So whenever the accent's on the second to last syllable, as opposed to the last syllable, art scroll tells you by putting in a line. For example, Hashem's name Elokeinu. How do you pronounce Hashem's name? Elokeinu or Elokeinu? Which is the right way? The first way or the second way? Elokeinu or Elokeinu? Elokeinu. The accent's on the hey. So in the art scroll sitter, there's a little line under the hey. That tells you that's where the accent is. That's an easier one. Take the word. Is it zokeif kifufim, or is it zokeif kifufim? Is it zokeif kifufim or zokeif kifufim? It's zokeif kifufim. So there's no line, because the accent's on the last syllable. But whenever the accent's on the second to last syllable, right. So let's say shalo asani. Is it asani or asani? Right, and asani's right. It happens to be right. Once in a while, the way we do it is right. Asani versus asani. So now, Hashem's name, the Mishnah Berurah says, is milera. The accent's on the last syllable. So it's not Adoshem, it's Adoshem. I'll say it with a mem, just to make sense. It's not Adomoy, it's Adomoy. Baruch Ato Adomoy. The accent is on the last syllable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. A lot of people don't do this right. At least Hashem's name, we should try to pronounce correctly.
It's not Adonai. So,
what? Well, they're different opinions. Whether we do I or oy for the event. But the accent's on the last syllable. You got it? So it's good to, this you should try to practice. Now a lot of us aren't used to this, and See, if you lane properly, you get the accents right. So do they say Shema out loud here? They sing it? That's a good thing. So if you, when they sing the Shema, when they sing the Shema, they go, Usher with the trup too? That's amazing. So the trup, you get it right. So when they're singing the trup and they're singing the Oz and the Shema and the Oz Yashir, you're pronouncing Hashem's name properly. At least Hashem's name, get in the habit. Get the accents on the last syllable. So now we'll give you some rabbinic humor. Old rabbinic humor. Not Rav Shai Shlita humor, but old rabbinic humor. Rav Shai Shlita already is chashiba. The note of Yehuda has a tshuva. Somebody wrote him a tshuva, and he said, Rebbe, I know that Hashem's name is Mora, Adomoy, but I have a friend who's bugging me. He says, no, Hashem's name is Mil'el. It's Adomoy. And what do I do? So he wrote back and he said, no, you're right. Hashem's name is Mil'ra. Now, what does the word Ra, what does Mil'ra mean? What else does it mean? It means bad, right? It means bad. So the Rebbe Yehuda said, you tell your friend that if he says Hashem's name is Mil'el, then he's Mil'ra. He's bad. You got it? Oh, that's sharp. Rav Shai's cracking up. It's the best joke of the year. Rav Adya quotes that joke. He has to catch his breath. He's got to catch his breath. If you say Hashem's name is Mil'el, then you're Mil'ra. You're bad because you're saying Hashem's name wrong. You got it? Okay? So Hashem's name is Mil'ra. You got it? Adoshem versus Adoshem. It's not Adoshem. It's Adoshem. Okay? Guys, so what did we learn today? We learned Hashem's name means he's the master, Adon Kol. It also means he's always there. Look at these words. All of the letters of these words are in Hashem's name. The middle, what's the middle of Hashem's name? Hevav. Hevav is he's there. Hoved, he is there. He is there. Hashem's always around. He's always there. That's our belief. Hashem's the master of everything, and Hashem's always there. That's what it means. And again, our custom is that we have in mind that Hashem is the master. Having that in mind is enough for us. Really, at least once a day, have in mind, maybe the first time you say Hashem's name, he's always there. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, how to pronounce Hashem's name? Number one, don't swallow the dough. When you're rushing, people very often make that dough as if it's a dip. And then Hashem's name, the accent's on the last syllable, not the second to last. It's Hashem's name. So it's not Adomoy, it's Adomoy. And that's Mil'el and Mil'ra. And then the rabbinic humor, that's the joke, rabbinic humor. Rabbinic humor. The, okay, and Rashi liked the joke a lot. Okay, we'll stop here now.